Just before Mayor Sullivan's weekly Wednesday press conference, three slightly nervous, slightly embarrassed women, Panna Jarrusi, Lisa Sutherland, and Carol Johnson, were asked to come forward. The mayor then introduced each one to the gathered reporters and videographers with a description of why he'd asked them to come.
On Monday, September 21, 2009, Service High School nurse Panna Jarrusi was a first responder to a serious car accident involving a student a short distance away from the school. Upon arriving, she found the student in great distress, badly injured, and she kept the student's airway open and directed others to assist until police arrived and paramedics arrived, and she helped save that person's life.
A pre-ceremony conversation revealed last month's accident was not the first time Jarrusi has saved a life.
Two summers ago, my husband and I were coming back from Homer, and he saw an individual under his car at the side of the road. It was a firefighter who was on vacation, stepped out of his car, and had a heart attack. So I did CPR for 30 minutes between Homer and Soldotna, and he survived.
On Saturday, September 26, just a few days later, at Huffman Elementary, nurse Lisa Sutherland, among others, came to the aid of a parent suffering from a heart attack while participating in the school's family run. The parent volunteer had returned to the tent after running the race when they became lightheaded, stopped breathing, and collapsed. Lisa Sutherland responded with the school's AED defibrillator. With the help of another parent, Lisa began CPR and administered the life-saving shock.
Sutherland says the emergency was a personal and district first.
We got those 2 years ago in the elementary schools, and this was my first opportunity to use it, and I was sure glad it was there. It's the first time the school district has used those.
On Wednesday, September 30th, 2009, Carol Johansson, family consumer science teacher at Mears Middle School, successfully performed the Heimlich maneuver on a seventh grade boy who was eating lunch in her classroom. The young man was choking, could not breathe, and it was discovered that a large piece of food was lodged in his throat.
For Johansson, too, her quick use of emergency training was a new experience.
My very first time ever doing the Heimlich maneuver. I teach the American Red Cross Babysitters Training course at Mears as well. Evenings, weekends, every once in a while.
Johansson says she can now share with those future babysitters a very concrete example of why it's important to know how to respond to such emergencies. A little surprised at the attention, Sutherland, ever the educator, can't resist pointing out a lesson contained in all three events.
I feel like I did my job, and I'm glad I was there. But I hope that it makes more people aware, you know, that if they do know the basics, that they can help, you know, save a life.
Thank you, all of you, for being selfless in your actions and quick on your feet. The community is better off because of your expertise and leadership.
Besides Wednesday's public recognition, all three received certificates of appreciation from the municipality and the deeper personal satisfaction of having saved three lives. For KSKA, this is Len Anderson.